Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Welcome back. I don't know if you heard this overnight, but it's been reported that Britney Spears sleeps with a knife under her pillow for protection. It's prompted an online discussion about the merits or the dangers, indeed, of keeping a weapon in your home to protect against intruders. Let's get a professional view on it now from a security analyst who specialises in security within the home. Peter Murray, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
Now, as I say, it's prompted a discussion, this, hasn't it, this story about whether it's right or wrong to keep a weapon. Do many people keep weapons in their homes, or maybe potential weapons near them in case they're broken into?
Well, we've come across some people have kept golf clubs or bats. But just to give you a little story, no more than 2 months ago at a presentation, this guy stood up and said he had a golf club under his bed, and if anybody comes in, he was going to use it. Mm-hmm. Within 3 weeks, his wife rang me and said, do you know when they got in, he couldn't even swipe the phone, because burglary is an awful thing. It makes us all children sometimes, because the sheer fright, the panic, the alarm going off, anything. We really don't react as we say we do. But in reality, we should not keep weapons, because if these guys take them off you, they reverse the situation, and it just makes the whole thing worse. It can make, I know this might sound wrong, a simple burglary a lot worse.
Yeah, and the more lethal weapon you keep beside your bed or wherever it may be, if it's taken off you, well then, the more lethal the situation could be for
exactly.
you.
Absolutely.
Do you, as a security expert or analyst, when people come to you for advice about protection in the home, or what do you say to them then about weapons or bats or hurleys, for example?
Well, we say do not have them. Do not chase after anybody if they're at your house. Do not open your door. Do not confront. Do not talk to them. These people, 9 times out of 10, they don't want to know you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to email you.
Well, what if people say to
get
you,
in what, and get out?
Yeah, what if people say to you, Peter, I don't want to be left defenceless, and I can't sleep in my bed if I feel that way?
But you see, it depends where you start your security. Security should start with the architect when the house is being designed. It's very late putting security onto your home after you've bought it, you've paid for it, you have no money. But ideally, security now starts with the community. If the community work together, i.e. we keep our roads clean, we sweep up, we're tidy, we make our area unappealing to burglars. Because remember, what's happened now is we don't have random burglaries anymore. What we have is planned random. The planned part is your house, your street, your apartment. But the random part is, what do these guys see to pick your home? What do they see?
Sorry, go on, Peter. I'm really interested then. So what is it that they would see that would think that's the home for me, as opposed to that's not the home for me?
Well, there's two avenues we look at. One, daytime. Two, nighttime. Daytime, what they look at is, are the blinds pulled? It's 3 o'clock. It's unnatural. If your home looks unnatural, you're asking me just to knock on your door. If you don't open your door, I'm going to burst it and get in. If I look at your home and I see the handles are not fully locked down in your windows, I wonder, says the burglar, is the alarm on? I'll try. You have to make your home look, so John says, or Mary says, leave this home. It's unnatural to have to pull the blinds pulled during the day. You're only asking for... Now, I'm not saying they're going to get in, but they're going to make an attempt.
It's about making your house look as safe as possible. But does that necessarily mean then installing, like, you know, the state-of-the-art alarm system or cameras?
No.
Or it doesn't mean that. Do you make your house look as unappealing as possible to a burglar?
Well, during the day, the best deterrent on any home is a car in the drive. Full stop. That is the best deterrent.
It's not possible, obviously, for some people. But yeah, okay, go on. Yep.
But, okay. Two, when I look at your house, if I can see 2 visible locks on your main door, it means your door is stronger. There's only 2 ways into your home, the door or the window. That's the way into your home. So ideally what we look at, when I do a security assessment on a home, I will look at it and go, why would I attack this house? Are the windows, the blinds, the car? The one thing that we really should say as well, you cannot and should not create a fortress, because in reverse, you have to get out in the event of fire, perceived threat. Yeah. So
and psychologically, always make your home. Psychologically as well. It's your home. You don't want to live in fear. But people are reacting to what you're saying, Peter. Liam says to 51551, I have a Hurley beside my bed and I'm well able to use it. Now, if you feel confident that you can use it, or even if you feel, and I get the point that you're making, if an intruder is in your home, it can lead you to tense up and you're paralysed with fear, literally, as the saying goes. But if you resolve to start swinging wildly with a Hurley, for example, isn't that better than doing nothing?
Well, what do you do if you hit him or hurt him? And you don't hurt him in the face, you hurt him in the back, or you hurt him in the back of his head.
Correct.
The judge will say he was leaving. You're only going to create a situation where the burglary will last you for 3 years now because you've got to defend yourself.
Yeah.
But what are you supposed to do then? So a burglar comes in, you're saying don't talk to them, don't shout at them, don't try to get them to leave, don't attack them.
Put your head down. No, put your head down, tell them to get out. But let's go to a different scenario. Don't let them in the first place.
Yeah, I know, and I do understand that point. But you're saying don't interact with them at all if they get into the house.
But on that point that Sarah's raising, and put the head point, people are saying by text, people have a right to protect themselves. You can't rely on the police, as one listener. The Gardaí are quite good in these situations. But what do you say to that, Peter?
But you see, it's life. Whether we like it or not, this is life. Things can go wrong, but you cannot make it worse on yourself. Ideally, through the Security Institute of Ireland, we have a program called Community Security Awareness. It's making the area you live in safer. If we all do a little bit, i.e. on bin day, don't leave bins out. Take the bins in. If a neighbour's at work, get the bins brought in. Because if these guys travel the roads, they see an empty bin, it's outside the house. I wonder, we call these attractors. You're bringing these people onto your street.
They're
very, very
time.
Simple. And not only are they simple things that we should do, they're cost-free. It costs nothing. Leave your blinds open. Because an open blind really says to somebody on the outside, am I being watched? Let's leave this place.
What about having cameras up that don't work? Is there any point in that?
Absolutely.
You get me, rather than investing in the whole security system, but just even to have the look at the cameras.
No, because if we see cameras on an assessment, we will normally say the camera is your defender, your locks are over. You haven't looked at your locks because you're hoping the cameras keep them away. Cameras are only there on a domestic use now, or for your convenience. There's someone at my door. There's someone at my car. It's your convenience. It's not your security.
Very quickly, because we're almost out of time, but I could talk to you forever, actually, on this. What about a dog?
Okay, I'll just put it this way. There's two types of dogs. What would you think? Quickly, an internal dog and an external dog. An internal dog is your pet, part of the family. You don't want it kicked or annoyed. So really, an internal dog is of no value. An external dog, maybe this fella might bite. We don't know. But you see, I think we already said it, not everybody wants a dog in their home. Not everybody can have a dog in their home, like in apartment blocks. So ideally, the best solution that people can take from this is make their area look cleaner, safer, looked after. This place is minded. The burglars don't want to stay around. Mm. They only want to areas where they think they can get something. So a community effort is far greater for keeping burglars away from your homes.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think you've given great advice, Peter. And
thank you.
We have this conversation not to inflame fear or anything. People should live happily in their homes. But I think your advice is well heeded. Peter Murray, Security Analyst
thank
and
you.
Director of the Security Institute of Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.